This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right. Good morning, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. On this beautiful, beautiful last Saturday in October of 2022. And that's the last Saturday in October of 2022. So, Halloween's right around the corner. Did you get your car any Halloween candy there, Brendan?
No, not yet. So,
okay.
I'll work.
What kind of candy are you getting your car?
Maybe
a little Armor All for it or something.
Maybe. It is coming down to that oil change time soon. So I'll get that in soon.
There you go. Yeah. Got to take care of that new car you got there.
Yeah. Otherwise, spooky things will happen.
It'll start making spooky noises.
That's right. I have so many sound effects waiting to go for Halloween.
Do you?
I'm waiting for Brody to call in first and be like, hey, how about Halloween? And then I have
That's Bodie, not Brody.
Oh, Bodie. Sorry, Bodie. I don't know why I said Brody.
Bodie's a Brody is a thing like you do in a car or something.
Yeah, Bodie's going to call and be like, how did you get my name?
It's early this morning, right?
Yeah.
It's all good. All right, folks, give us a call here. Anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Lots of great automotive stuff going on in the world today. So, well, and Mr. Elon Musk just bought Twitter. So not only does he own the largest EV car company, now he owns a tweeting machine. I don't even know how you put value on that, but it is what it is. Maybe Twitter will tweet to all the Tesla owners regularly.
I would imagine so.
There's probably
some kind of partnership now.
Wouldn't surprise me. So anyway, all good stuff. Things are happening in the car world. Today we're talking about items that can cause cars to break down, but we'll talk to you about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. So all kinds of different automotive things going on. Had a conversation with somebody about a vehicle, and we were talking about brakes on the vehicle, and then we were talking about the quality of brakes and why that's so important versus different things. And the customer actually had asked me and actually showed me these coupons for things that are put out, you know. And we went down and started discussing, like, so actually this coupon was, let me see, what it was, $289 per axle brake pads. I think it was a, anyway, don't remember which car it was, what kind of car it was for, but regardless, it was this flyer somebody sent out. And then we started looking, I was like, well, let's look at the flyer. So we started looking at, or the coupon or whatever you want to call it. Started looking at this, and it was for brake pads and just to put brake pads on. And it does not include rotor replacement, rotor resurfacing, all these things that don't. I'm like, well, so they get you in there to get this, and then they add all these things to it, which makes the price of the brake pads go way, way higher. So what we did then together with him, I was like, well, let's look up if you're there and you had to have them put rotors on and all that stuff, and made a call from my cell phone and got it all. I was like, oh, look at that. All of a sudden, it's $100 more per axle than it is for us to do it with OEM parts. So it's just funny how you need to really pay attention and read those things.
Absolutely. There's always a fine print everywhere you look.
Yeah, we don't, at the West Automotive Group, we don't use any of those coupons at all. I think that's deceiving to clients, and it's not cool. So the second thing people often ask me about is diagnosis on a vehicle. Like, you bring the vehicle in, need something diagnosed on it. you know, oh, does that get absorbed? You know, does that go away with the repair? No, it doesn't, because actually that's time spent with a qualified technician. That's the best money you spend in any repair, the time spent by a qualified technician to diagnose the car properly so we get to the heart of the cause, and usually it's a one-point repair, right? So any place you go that says, oh, that they do away with that if you do the repairs, they just hide it in the repair. So, and once again, it's just me, but I find that to be very dishonest. I don't want people doing that to me. If a plumber's coming out to fix something at my house and they tell me, oh, well, the service call is waived if you do the repairs with it, that service call's in there somewhere. It's priced in there. So nobody's giving anything away. So I just think that's not the proper way to do things. No, and it's not. So my favorite thing to say to all my employees is, just remember, because this is what I mean, you want to be treated, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. It's the main thing. So, you know, that, and to me, I don't want to be treated that way.
Honesty is the best policy.
Well, it is. And, you know, well, yes. So I know that's kind of a longstanding phrase, but to be honest with you, I really always want to know kind of what I'm dealing with when you're getting something fixed or whatever. So, you know, same thing. Because I have to go through this process, obviously not with cars. I go through this process with clients that are fixing cars, we do, but with us. But I have to go through this process, like if I'm having my roof fixed or I'm having a fence built or you know, all those different things, you know, as far as that.
Yeah.
You know, so people often call us and ask, oh, do you give free estimates? Well, I do. Tell me what you'd like me to estimate. You know, like, so like when you call a roofer and you say to a roofer, like, do you, you know, I need an estimate to replace my roof. They'll just do an estimate for you, right? Yeah. Well, all they need is the measurements of the roof, right? And they can be like, okay, and what kind of material on that? We'll put it all together for you. Mm-hmm. So, but the one thing that's missing out of that estimate is if they pull the roof off and there's a bunch of bad wood, right?
Totally.
Then it's so much to replace. It's mm-hmm. unforeseen, and they can't know that. I mean, that's they're being honest, and they, an honest roofer would tell you up front, right? Like, the only thing this doesn't include is if we need to replace any of the plywood on the roof that we find rotted. If there is none, then we're good to go. If there is some, then this is what it costs per sheet or foot or whatever. I don't know how they do that, but just make an example.
Yeah,
that's very.
But it still makes sense. Yeah,
it makes sense. So
yeah.
The initial estimate, they'll do at no charge, right? I do the same thing. If you call and ask me for something on a car, let's say you call and say, somebody look at my car, I need front brakes and rotors replaced. We'll put that estimate together for you, no charge. Mm-hmm. That's an estimate. Mm-hmm. Diagnosis is a totally different thing. That's the point that I'm getting at.
Yep.
So that is actually time spent to figure out what the problem is on something. A noise, a check engine light, any of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So. Just a little bit of inside automotive information. It's good stuff, huh?
Cool stuff.
Well, it helps you get your car fixed right without problems, you know. Mm-hmm. But once again, I go back to the whole part that diagnosis on the vehicle by somebody qualified is the best money you'll ever spend. It will save you money on every repair. We see all too often too many vehicles roll in that have been someplace else, and people have been throwing parts at the car. Mm-hmm. Well, that gets quite expensive.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, just one of those things for sure.
I'm looking forward to the time where I get to bring my car into you guys again soon. So, yep. It won't be right now, since I'm still under a 6,000 mile warranty. So, but I will come back to you guys.
Actually, since you're still under a 6,000 mile warranty, it'd be a good time to get it in to get it looked at in case there's anything wrong. We could tell you and you get it warrantied.
I actually already made an appointment already.
Okay.
So I'm, 2 steps. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying
totally.
If you have a short little warranty, because you bought a good used car is what you did basically,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
How many miles were on your car when you purchased it?
52,000.
Okay.
And so. Everything, they showed me the inspection. They said everything's brand new. So I'm going to trust those dealerships and say, okay, because this is a major.
Everything's brand new.
For everything, from the tires to everything.
Did you buy a car from CarMax or someplace like that?
No.
Something like that,
An actual major dealership.
You bought a car from a new car dealership off their used car department?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And usually, and CarMax are pretty honest, to be honest with you.
Really? Because I always find, like, from what I've heard from other people that bought from CarMax is kind of different. But that's just me personally. And also, I know rental dealerships as well have been very dishonest too.
We do a ton of work on CarMax has their own little service department.
Yeah.
But their technicians aren't like a technicians like ours.
Okay.
So they often will send us a lot of stuff like diagnosis stuff, things like that, that, you know, or bigger jobs. Like, let's say it's got a transmission issue, whatever. They don't do that stuff in house. Mm-hmm. So in what I found is, like, you know, even like we got a car that had a blown head gasket one time that had just been sold. They sent it to us to be diagnosed, and they just bought it back from the client. It was too much to fix it. And so I've seen them do stuff like that. So that's where I get my opinion of that. Gotcha. I've never actually bought a car from them, but I do know they go through a process of looking at cars. And if anything's like got too much wrong with it, or what, number one, they fix almost everything wrong with them that they, you know, if they're going to sell them too much wrong, they just send them to auction. They don't actually fix them.
Gotcha.
I do know they, so they take a lot of trade-ins that they just dump at auction.
Gotcha.
Those show up on those little car lots.
Yeah.
And that's where those cars are. And you need to be a lot more careful.
Gotcha. Okay. Cause I know, when I traded in my vehicle, they said, we're just going to use it for auction or parts basically for your car. So it's pretty much not.
Well, yeah. How many miles was on your car? What was that car?
It was 78,000 or something. It was a Chevy Sonic. It was awful.
Oh, gotcha. So,
yeah. But now I have a really, really nice Rogue. And I remember when I told
Brendan's
you about...
Brendan's gone Rogue.
I know. And remember when I told you about the air conditioning, the shaking, and you said, go ahead and bring it in and get that fixed. And of course I did. And yeah, it's running smooth as butter.
Smooth as...
I don't know.
Hot
butter, sure. I'll go
smooth
with
smooth as a hot knife through butter.
That's right.
There you go.
That's
we're right. Going to go with that one. Yeah. So, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about this morning. As you join me and Brendan here, as we're having coffee. Well, I'm having coffee. I don't know what Brendan's doing.
I already had coffee.
You had your coffee?
Yep.
You good? All right.
You know, I
good as you
up,
get. That's
I already
for
messed
sure.
up on Bodie's names.
Oh yeah,
that's your answer for that.
Yeah, Bodie, if you're listening, I apologize that Brendan butchered your name.
Yeah, same here.
But it is what it is. Yeah.
Did you discuss last week's catalytic converter update here in the state? Oh, we just signed legislation. Now it's going to make it harder for catalytic converter thieves to get away with selling them now.
Yes.
Oh, see. Okay.
I knew about that. I didn't know that I know it was going through. Did it get signed last week?
Yeah. Okay. And they just, and I want to say it was a couple days ago, New York did the exact same thing, signing basically the same legislation.
It also makes it way more difficult though for the actual converter buyers, the scrap people that buy from us. So, but now everything has to be documented and logged and all that, which is okay. I mean, it is what it is.
But now we have a little bit more control over this kind of situation. Cause like you said, there's no real regulation over, those people buying those kind of catalytic converters, and they have no idea that it's actually been stolen and so forth. So
gotcha.
Now we actually have some kind of control over.
Well, and you know what we do for a minimal fee, if your car's in and we're doing any service or repair, if you want to etch your license plate number on your catalytic converter,
yeah,
we do that for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. I know not to, you know, deviate from yours, but there's definitely some city or public times where they'll actually do it for free too.
Yeah, well, that's what AAA is, the deal that we have, you know, yeah, with them for AAA customers, but we'll do it for anybody.
Oh, okay.
If you want to do it. Yeah. Now, some catalytic converters are just too hard to get to. On certain cars are never going to get stolen. It's just not, they're not good pickings for them. So,
okay.
But, you know, they like to steal a.
Prius is a big one they steal.
Well, because they're easy to get off.
Exactly.
Yeah, they cut them right off. So it's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So anyway. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line. line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and I appreciate you joining me this morning. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Do you want to remind everybody, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks in North County for coming up on 30 years. Will be this next August will be the end of year 30. We will have 30 in the books. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for coming up on 10 years. And then we have West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission at 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there. AAA approved and taking care of folks in Central San Diego there for over 5 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for coming up on 4 years. Good stuff, man. All of us at West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. For one simple reason, we believe in the same philosophy, that is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle service repaired, and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Great stuff. Get one of these, especially with the times now and the interest rates on regular cards, credit cards and that. You need a repair. You can use it each time. Keep a West Automotive Group card in your pocket, and every time you use it, you can use it for 6 months no interest. Good advantage to have in your pocket when it comes to car service and repair. Not to mention that you get your car service with us. It's highest quality repair and service. You can also hop online and go to westautomotivegroup.com and get in and take care and take advantage of our CertiCare or drivability diagnosis, whichever. We are transmission experts. We have a whole department for that. And we're there to get you taken care of. Getting your vehicle diagnosed right the first time is our goal. And what we love helping customers with, saving them money in the long run. No question about it. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and rental vehicles at all four locations with our rental partners. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com, see what we're all about. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram from going to westautomotivegroup.com. Or you can check out the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News on Wednesdays and Fridays. You can also jump on Auto Talk Radio from there, and all our podcasts are there. You can also grab our podcast on the go through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. It's all there. Just go to The Answer San Diego 1170 weekend shows, and you'll find Auto Talk Radio. You can take them on the go with you for sure. If you'd like to email me anytime, you can email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or like I said, just go to westautomotivegroup.com. You can get phone numbers, locations, or make appointments, etc. That's westautomotivegroup.com. So I do appreciate y'all joining me this morning. Bodie's on the line. I knew you were going to call because Brendan butchered your name. Yeah, Brody. I, that's a thing when you crash, isn't it? A Brody, or what? When you spin the car, or yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what.
It's an old Southern California 50s word.
Yeah, it is kind of, huh?
Yeah, it comes from surfing.
Oh, is that what it is? What does it mean? What does it mean exactly?
I don't know. It's just something that they know about.
When I was a kid and somebody said, you just did a Brody, it was like you usually crashed and we're all scarred up.
Oh. Well, you know, like, remember the expression wipeout?
Uh-huh.
That means you down a wave and all of a sudden you lost it.
Yeah, you're being drug on the bottom of the ocean is what it means, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, what happens is you end up tumbling because the wave's moving in and out of shore, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And when you go down, because humans are tall, they start gyrating, they spin.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, it says here, Brody is slain for intentionally spinning in circles and sliding in a car. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I think it came from surfer lingo.
It probably did. It sounds surfer-ish.
Hey, it's close enough for Saturday morning, right?
There you go. There you go. What are you up to today, Bodie?
Well, I'm going to wax my car, and then I got to rearrange some boxes and stuff, and then hang out on the computer. So speaking of computers, you remember the old 60 Minutes program?
Yes.
So you remember, so the joke was, what happens when you cross a computer and a gorilla?
Oh, I don't know.
You get a Harry Reasoner. That's a generational joke.
Yes, that young people probably would not get that.
They don't get it, and if you explain it, they don't laugh.
That's true. That's true.
So here's one for you. Do you remember a cartoon character called Casper, the friendly ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does Casper the ghost and Alexander the Great have in common?
I give. I don't know.
They both have the same middle name.
Bodie and his jokes, man. That's a good one, though. Nice and clean, too.
But
I don't know that you can talk about Casper. I think he's been canceled in the woke culture.
Well, yeah, and I mention it because you and I are a certain generation, and young people, you know, if you got to explain the joke, it's not a joke anymore.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
But young people should get the part as same middle name. I mean, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, right. I would use Alexander the Great and Smokey the Bear or something.
Yeah, there you go. That works, too. That works, too. Good stuff.
Yeah, I shift it for whatever generation I'm speaking with. So, question for you is, I've got two older cars. One is a 1997 Acura 2.2 CL, four-cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a compression test done. All the cylinders are like 195, 200, which is almost brand new. It's perfect. You had the transmission serviced about every 20,000. The body's a little banged up, and the car runs. You almost can't hear it.
Nice.
So, and
Acuras always run good though when they're in good shape. So,
well, I maintained the heck out of it because I've got a mechanic. I detail him and his wife and shop cars for the last 10 years, and they take care of all the maintenance. And I know the timing belt and water pump, pulleys. You know, hey, this is the alternators make a little noise. Put a new one in. So the car runs beautifully. And then I got a 1999 Honda CRV. It's got about 215,000 miles. It smokes a little bit. And I think I asked you a question about a month ago. Is I put in like a 2015, a real heavy oil, and it stopped smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. And it just barely squeaked by smog last year, so I don't know what's going to do next year.
Yeah, and so, the problem with smoking on a car, it's a 99, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you do the accelerator stomp, and if you see a cloud that hangs for a certain amount of time after the tailpipe, then it fails for visual even. So, yeah, and that car has to be run on the dyno, so it gets a sniffer test also.
Yeah.
So. But what was your question again? I'm sorry, about the burning oil.
Oh, yeah. So I want to replace, I want to start with the Acura. I want to put in that distributor is still available. I don't know if it's from Denso or from somebody, but I can get a distributor for like about $300.
Uh-huh.
And I'm willing to put the money in. So there's probably not many places that carry that, right? If I can find one, just grab it, right?
Yeah, especially if it's a Denso, because that's going to be OEM stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's who made the distributor for Acura back in those days. So, yeah, if you can find a Denso one, even if, you know, Denso after, it's still the same factory, but you don't have to go to Acura to buy it. And Acura doesn't carry it anymore anyway, probably because of the age of the car. So,
yeah, and it would probably be about $1,500 if they had it.
It would be. I can guarantee you that. But if you can find a Denso one, that is OEM or OES, original equipment supplier. So, yeah.
And Hitachi has good parts?
Hitachi's good, too. They supplied a lot of stuff for Acura also, yeah.
Right. So. Yeah, okay, so just stick, you know. Just
but
stick
actually, that car had a Denso or a Hitachi distributor. I believe there's two different options. They don't crossbreed, so they're two different part numbers. as far as that goes with application.
It would obviously, with something that sophisticated, it would be both the same item, right?
Correct. Yes.
In other words, like you go for a breakthrough, you could have 20 companies make it because it's inexpensive.
Oh,
you
know. Yeah. Well, no, but there was two different. They're not the same on that car. There was two different distributors. Yeah, they were. Yeah, so it by then. So if they usually ask, like, do you have a Hitachi or Denso distributor? Used to be that way on Hondas too. So if you had a Hitachi, the Denso was different plug, different, so that you can't swap them.
Oh, so you mean the plug, the part with the slot in it that goes into the block?
No, well, no, the plug, like where the electronic connector hooks to it.
Oh, they call that a slug.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, a plug, not a slug.
Oh, plug.
Plug, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So P as in plug.
Yeah, so like the connector. Let's call it the connector. That's easier. It's different. Okay. So when they have a different setup.
So if I was going to give you a plug, I'd say, hey, make sure you guys get over to West Automotive Group and talk to Brian.
That's a different kind of plug, but yes, that is a plug.
It is a plug.
It's a plug.
It's a plug. Anyways, we're good for now, gentlemen. I always thank you. How's your brother doing? I haven't heard of him in a while.
He's doing okay, resting up, and he's been going through some treatments. He hasn't been feeling really well, so yeah. You know, I'll be up there seeing him today, so I talk to him all the time and stuff. But yeah, that's why he hasn't been in, and he's been really low on energy. But he's coming along well. I thank you for asking.
I do a lot of coaching in different arenas, and so I do a lot of health coaching. I will call you on your private line, and maybe I can offer some suggestions or some resources for you.
I'm happy to talk to you anytime, Bodie.
Stay well, gentlemen.
You too, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Ciao.
Good hearing from you. Bye. So always good to talk to Bodie. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to take our last break here real quick. When we come back, flood the call lines. Brendan's over there bored and wanting to talk to somebody. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, as we're back at it again. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, the battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need a battery for any vehicle-related reason, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other reason, and I mean they have a battery for every need, so any other reason, visit them at the storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or if you're over in East County, in La Mesa, at 70th and University. That's Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. All right. Once again, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about this morning and go over as we're talking about reasons that cars break down. But before we get into that, let's grab Gary real quick. Good morning, Gary. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to need a front wheel bearing.
Okay.
And haven't had one of those in a long time. But if I recall, I think they have to be pressed into an assembly, don't they?
What make and model? What make and model car are we talking about, sir?
It's an 09 Toyota Matrix.
Oh, yes, sir. That is a pressed bearing, a hub and bearing assembly.
Okay, so wouldn't it be, I mean, with that labor and all that, wouldn't it be better for me to buy the entire hub and assembly rather than taking that off and having it removed and then pressing a new one in?
So some of those are actually pressed into the spindle.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't bolt in. Some are pressed in. You don't have any options at that point. Some of them are a complete assembly that bolts in. So it depends on which style you have. If it's a complete assembly you can buy that bolts in, then yes, we recommend to replace the whole assembly. If it's if it's the type that has to be pressed into the spindle itself, then you don't have any options. The only option with that is do we replace the hub part also that has to be pressed out at the same time along with the bearing, or do we just do the bearing? If the hub's in good shape and not been damaged and the bearing's just, let's say, was making noise, that's why we're replacing it, then we often will reuse the hub and just put a bearing in that style. But it, like I said, if it's the bolt-in style, a lot of them come in complete assemblies. We just bolt a new one in, and it saves you labor, and you get the whole assembly, and we're down the road quickly.
Okay, any idea between the cost difference between the entire assembly and just the bearing?
It varies so much on different cars. I've seen it where, you know, it's like $100 difference. I've seen it where it's a couple hundred dollars difference. So it just depends on the specific year, make, and model. I'd have to look that up because it does vary from vehicle to vehicle.
Okay, and one more question, simple, is full synthetic oil worth the extra money?
Yeah, so we only use full synthetic oil, period, at the West Automotive Group. We don't use any other oil. So we have a great deal. Okay. And to be honest with you, the price that we have on it is not that much more per quart than it is for a synthetic blend, which is what most people get now. Or most people don't have just regular conventional oil anymore. They just don't. So, So my thought process is, yes, it is. It lasts longer. It's higher quality. You know, you just can't go wrong for the cost of it. So that's why all vehicles we use full synthetic on.
Can you get more than 4,000 or 5,000 miles out of full synthetic, like instead of the regular?
Well, we recommend 5,000 miles. It's what we recommend. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, no matter what, there's a combustion process going on inside that engine, and that oil absorbs a lot of those byproducts that come past the rings, the compression product. So, if you're going to keep the vehicle only 50,000 miles, then you can stretch it out. I know some people that go 7,500 or 10,000 miles. I personally keep my vehicles a long time, so like the new little Ford Ranger that I'm driving, I change the oil 5,000 miles regardless. I just want to keep it in great working order. And besides that, a lot of things that damage oil, even synthetic oil, are we have a lot of turbocharged cars now because we're smaller engines, turbocharged. That's a lot harder on the oil in the process, and it breaks down easier because of the temperatures and the turbochargers, et cetera. So 5,000 miles is still a good number if you want to take care of your vehicle properly.
That's great. Good information, and thank you for your help.
No problem, Gary. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful, safe weekend, and thanks for your call.
Okay, bye. Right,
take care. Bye. So, good question about wheel bearings, et cetera. But yes, originally when they made a lot of these press-in bearing cars, even when the hubs were boltable and that, the only way to get the bearings was the bearing. You got the bearing, you had to press it out. It was a lot of work. Now there's vehicles that have complete hubs that they, with the bearing pressed into this collar assembly that actually bolts into the spindle. And in that case, you can replace them that way. Now, when I say it's easier, just you don't have to do the pressing, but you still have to remove the axle nut that's at a high torque, because these bearings have to be torqued properly to keep them from failing. So, you know, when you replace it, the axle goes back in, and then the axle nut has to be retorqued or whatever. And some of them are 290 foot-pounds, 250 foot-pounds, whatever they are. You have to look up the specification, but that's very important for that bearing to keep the bearing from starting to separate it again. So you can, we've seen new bearings fail when they were the torque wasn't set right when they were installed. So just something to keep in mind. Getting it done properly is once again something that saves you a lot of money in the long run. But on some of those, it is a less cost to replace the whole assembly because the amount of labor hours is less versus, you know, and then a part might be a little more money, but you got to balance that out versus trying to just replace the bearing and then there's a lot more labor, which can get quite expensive too. So that's usually we at the West Automotive Group, we give you the best option. So as far as that goes, cost-wise and quality-wise, to make sure that you're getting a job done right, but it's getting taken care of, and then you can go on down the road and not worry about it no more. So all good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive-related, we're talking today pretty much. Happy to talk to you about. Just give us a ring if you may. Today we're talking about why cars break down and some of the most common failures. The most common failure that almost all motorists will deal with is a check engine light coming on. The reason for that are manufacturer malfunction indicator light, MIL they call it, or check engine light, etc. But the reason why is because that light is hooked to so many things that can go wrong. If the system picks anything up with all these different things, it can actually turn the light on. And when doing so, it can be something as simple as a gas cap. Although a lot of cars these days have a little gas cap sign that says check the gas cap. So if there's a concern as far as that goes, with the EVAP system, it wants the driver to be able to do that first, because sometimes folks lead them off. But a lot of cars nowadays have the InstaFill next, like my Ranger has, I know. And that is basically, there is no gas cap. The little flapper seals it. So, and what happens with that system is it's EVAP, which keeps the gasoline emissions from when the car's off, etc., from escaping into the atmosphere. It sucks it into what's called a charcoal canister, which it holds it, and then eventually at a certain time, a valve opens and allows the engine vacuum to suck those fumes into the running engine, where those fumes are burned and therefore not put out into the environment, which is always a great thing, right? We don't want to damage the environment any more than we have to. So it's one of those great emission components that we need to keep working, and it works out well as far as that goes. But in short order, everything from that to misfires, drivability concerns, fuel ratio is not right. You know, there's all kinds of things that can turn on the check engine light. So that's why that is the number one thing that a driver will, or motorist will deal with on a vehicle, is seeing the check engine light come on. We always tell folks, as long as the light just comes on and it's not flashing, you know what? It's time. You need to get it in and get looked at for sure. But as long as the light is not flashing, you can usually continue on and drive the vehicle and get to where you need to go, etc. The light is flashing, we got a bigger problem. We have a bad misfire. And in driving a vehicle continuously with a bad misfire, what happens with that is we can end up with catalyst damage and air fuel ratio sensor damage and et cetera. So there's a lot of things that can happen. So it's important to get that vehicle off the road as quickly as possible if you're having a flashing check engine light. So as far as that goes. Once again, there's probably on some vehicles up to 400 different things that can put a check engine light on. So just a reminder, that's probably the everybody in their motoring career will deal with that for sure. So the number two one is an engine hesitation or surge, drivability concerns, as we call them, happen from many reasons, from dirty air filters, which can cause things. An interesting air filter story. One time, we got a Ford. I'll never forget this. We got a Ford F-150 in. It was a 5.4 liter. This is years ago when the 5.4 Triton was a newer motor. The air filters for those trucks were this cone style. And at the end of the air filter was a plastic cone that was glued on. Here's where quality becomes extremely important really fast. And the reason for that is this. Somebody, this truck had been several places. It had a problem. You would drive it, and all of a sudden, it would just die and coast to the side of the road. You wait a second, it'd start up and drive off. People were having the hardest time figuring out what the heck was wrong with this truck. It had been to all different shops, so it came to us. And we did figure out what was wrong, but what was wrong was somebody had put a very low, cheap, low quality, cheap air filter in, you know, from offshore. And where they had glued the cone came off and the glue came loose. And the cone was moving around in there, and it was just big enough that every so often it would suck it right up into the intake air hose, and it would plug off the air to the mass airflow sensor, and there'd be no airflow to the engine. Therefore, combustion can't happen. The motor would die. It'd sit there for a second, and the cone would fall over and fall out. The truck would start up, and you'd drive off. So usually this happened more during hard acceleration, and it was driving the driver crazy, which I can understand. But this goes back to quality of parts becomes extremely important. If they would have put a high quality part in there, they never would have experienced this situation. And I've never seen this on anything ever happen with a quality air filter. So an OEM or, you know, good quality Napa or whoever, but it very interesting scenario for sure. But it was very frustrating for the driver also, so, you know. And an interesting conversation that I had kind of down that road this week with somebody was we use the best quality parts that we can find. And I hire some of the most amazing technicians, no question about it. But things do sometimes still go wrong with cars. They do. Or parts. So we had done brakes on a vehicle. The brakes, car got picked up. The brakes after they had the car, almost immediately started making noise. We had a factory style brake, OEM brake pad that failed. You know, we got the car back in warranted, replaced the pads and the rotors, for that axle and everything. And everything's good. Everything's good. But this person said to me, well, I'm kind of disappointed. I expected, you know, higher quality from you guys. And I said, well, number one, we got you serviced and repaired right the first time, but a component failed, correct? Yeah, correct. Okay. See, parts are parts on cars and things like that. No matter how high a quality, something eventually is going to fail like that. I asked him, I said, so what happened at that point? Oh, I made a phone call and they got me right back in here and got you taken care of and all that. Because yes, warranty was perfect. There was no cost to me, et cetera. I said, well, see, that's the important second part that comes from a quality facility. Because if you service your vehicle with us long enough, sooner or later, some part's going to fail. There's no question. Even new parts fail. It is what it is. It's how you're taken care of afterwards that I always tell folks that is important. Because mechanical things, they just do fail. And they go wrong. And it is what it is. So you need to sometimes just deal with that. It's one of those things. But, you know, here and there. Different things happen and it's just how you're taken care of. So hopefully, you know, if there's a concern, we're able to get you all handled and back to where you need to be. Cause that's one of the things that's extremely important to me, is not only the quality of repairs and parts we use and the technicians that I have, but if something does go wrong, how are we there to help you? So it's all good as far as that goes. Cause things do fail. There's no question about it. We give really long warranties on transmissions, things like that, and we have a small failure rate, but they do fail. I've seen things fail. So we had a few months ago a transmission, and it's a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. I don't think it's 2 years and like 80,000 miles, and he was on a trip up into Colorado, and something failed. You know what we do? Get you to a spot, get you a unit shipped in, they swap it out, and get you back on the road. That's exactly what we did. So part of who you service your vehicle with is not only how good a quality they do, but how well they stand behind things and how they're there to help you if something goes wrong. Very important, because something is going to go wrong eventually. That's just the way it is, for sure. All right, let's grab Carol real quick. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Brian. I listen to you every Saturday. I want to, number one, thank you for referring me a couple of months ago because my car went bad. And you said pick your part, and they were very good. And I used Auto Club to tow my car way down there.
Gotcha.
I do have a couple of questions.
Sure.
My car was a Buick Regal. It was really top of the line, but I had it 21 years, 218,000 miles, luxury car, but they said the engine froze and locked up. What caused that? Because I kept really good care of that car.
Well, it could just been something such as a head gasket failed and filled a cylinder with coolant and it hydrolocked it. That could do that, or could have had a bearing failure. Everything inside, even though take great care of it, there was quite a few miles, over 200,000 miles on it, right?
Yeah.
So everything does have a life expectancy, no matter how great you take care of it. In an engine, a gasoline engine, 200 to 300,000 miles, sometimes you can get more. You know, I got 400,000 miles out of, actually, and I sold the truck, it was still running good. But one of the reasons that I decided to separate with that truck, well, there was a couple reasons. One was I don't tow anymore, so I didn't need a big 4x4 truck. So I wanted to downsize at that point and save gas mileage, and it was time. I've drove the truck 400,000 miles, so I was pretty happy with the service that it gave me. But what I was looking at also was, I'm probably going to have to put an engine into this truck if I continue to drive it. Let's be realistic. No matter how well you take care of it, you start to get to 500,000 miles, and it's going to need a motor. They do start to burn oil and have issues. The bearings wear out. They're just all wearable items, if that makes sense. So
it makes sense, and mine wasn't getting very good gas mileage, 14 to 16. I have called you on that, too.
Yeah.
But now I'm in a budget situation, and I'm used to luxury. And I'm looking at a Hyundai Sonata, maybe 2-3 years old.
Okay.
I don't know much about that brand because my family's been a Buick family forever. But do you have any comments on a car, maybe $15,000 range that would... I know Toyota Camry has got a good recommendation, but they're a little bit higher.
Yeah. Hyundais are good cars. You got to be careful. There's a couple engines in certain years that had oil issues, and therefore they were replacing them under extended warranties. If
you know what years that would be that I've been look out for?
You know what? I don't off the top of my head. I would actually have to, but I tell you what you can do if you have the internet, you can just Google and check, you know, Hyundai Sonata. I believe it was a 2.0 liter engine that they were having most of the problem with and in certain years, but it's all over the internet, that's for sure, because Hyundai has this extended warranty if you're the original owner of the vehicle. I don't know, it might extend to second owners too, but that they're replacing them under warranty even over 100,000 miles when they failed. So, but all that information is available. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
So back to the question, Hyundai, do you think that's a car that would last me a while?
Yep. Besides that problem with some of them, it was a pretty good car. They're making pretty good cars, yeah.
Okay, I may need to ask you that, so... Again, thank you for your recommendation to pick your part. They couldn't have been better over there in Chula Vista.
Yeah, they're very helpful if you have a car that you need to recycle. Yeah, for sure. Just remember before you purchase a car, if it's a used one that you're getting, that get it in for a pre-purchase inspection. Always a great idea, unless it's a certified used. Certified used cars like are certified. They come with another warranty and all that with them. So usually you're pretty okay with there, but it never hurts. Never hurts to have a second eye put on it before you buy it, just to make sure.
And CarMax, to have them check the CarMax numbers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always good to get it in and get it looked at.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
You got it. You have a wonderful weekend, Carol. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always a great question. Carol does listen every week, I know. So, and she always has good questions in that. Sorry that her Buick expired, but it does happen. So, to all of us, if you drive a car long enough, it will expire and it will be needed to be replaced. So then you start looking at your options and what you want to do and spend and stuff like that, and it becomes a... do your homework. That's what I always say, just so that you know exactly what you're looking for, what you want. So, all right, we've been talking about all different kinds of things and had a couple amazing callers in this morning. Even Bodie with some of his clean jokes that he throws out, some good stuff. So, really, really good stuff. Anyway, we're talking about common failures and why cars break down. So, check engine light was first. Hesitation or surge was second. And third is overheating, which some of the most common today's vehicles overheat caused by low coolant, leaking, etc. Not having them looked at regularly and properly. A flat tire blowout. And the last one that I'm going to throw out there is a no start, like which often comes from battery failures because batteries last about 5 years. That's about it. That's about all the good that you get out of it. So, but all good stuff for sure. We truly appreciate you guys joining us, man, every Saturday here as we go over the different automotive-related topics that we come up with to talk about. You know, and just trying to help folks keep their cars in good working order and save you money in the long run. It's much cheaper to service a car properly, get the repairs done early, than it is to let a car fail on you and leave you alongside the road. Besides that, it costs you a lot more money when you're stuck alongside the road and you're late for work and all those other items that go along with it. So we do appreciate you joining us, San Diego, and everybody out there. You need to keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And enjoy the weekend. I don't know what the weather is supposed to bring us this weekend, but I'm sure it's going to be another beautiful weekend here in San Diego, as always, and everybody else across the nation. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend as such. Have a great Halloween. Be safe out there. Keep an eye out for the children. They will be a bunch of kids out on Monday. Obviously, it is Halloween. I think that's when they're observing it, right, Brendan? Halloween here is on the 31st. They're actually doing trick-or-treating that day.
Yeah. Sorry, on a school night. I can't believe
it. We used to trick-or-treat on school nights all the time back in the day. So all good. San Diego and everybody, be safe. Thank you for joining Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. We'll catch you next Saturday.
Automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.